It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Philippians, we are teaching a series on Introduction to Prayer. This particular series will cover the basic types of prayer, the basic purposes of prayer. Also, we will teach model prayers, dispensational prayers, the five answers to prayer, how to pray, and some results of a dormant or stagnant prayer life. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 says, be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The Lord is teaching through the scriptures that He wants us to have a fruitful, a bountiful, and an effective prayer life. The objective of this teaching is to learn the importance of prayer, how to grasp the importance of prayer, how to heighten our awareness of the importance of prayer, the types of prayer or the distinctions of the basic types of prayer, and the basic concepts or ideas and motives of a healthy prayer life. The consequences of omitted prayer, what happens to us, our lack of power, lack of direction, and trusting in ourselves if we do not have a effective prayer life, and finally, how to facilitate a fruitful prayer life, which includes answers to prayer and bilateral communication between us and the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Every Christian needs to understand the dynamics and the criticality of prayer, the proper position and attitudes and mechanics of prayer. Prayer, simply stated, is communication with the Lord that brings to the forefront in our Christian relationships such characteristics as intimacy, clarity, and purpose. Without a victorious prayer life, the Christian will become impotent, ineffective, and eventually enter into a path of both spiritual and natural retrogression, which means that we will stagnate and then backslide. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 2. Point number 2, the basic purposes of prayer. These basic purposes of prayer are not exhaustive, but suggestive, for there are a multitude of purposes throughout the scriptures on why we would pray and what we would pray for. Here are some simple listings to guide us in our basic purposes of prayer. Point number 2A, to sanctify our food. When we sanctify our food, the word sanctify means to set it apart for a purpose. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 states, For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. This particular scripture is helping us to understand that we pray for our food and we set it apart or sanctify it for the purposes of acknowledging that God is the source or provider for our food and allows rain to fall, crops to grow, and individuals to harvest the crops and to supply transportation for the food to be delivered to individuals, cultivated, processed, packaged, and transported. Thanksgiving for God being the provider. Thanksgiving for God for being the source. Thanksgiving for God to supply nutrition for our bodies. This scripture does not allow us or indicate that we can partake of anything in our body, for we have to use wisdom in terms of our health and in terms of cleanliness and hygiene. This scripture also helps us to understand that this scripture is not teaching that whatever we eat sanctifies us in terms of our soul and spirit. But this is a nutritional scripture. This is a health scripture. This is a provision scripture for thanksgiving unto the Lord for health, for nutrition, for providing. Jesus Christ taught in the scriptures, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, that which defiles a man. For out of his heart proceedeth things that defile the man. So food is not used for a spiritual or soulish experience. It's used in terms of nutrition, thanksgiving, provision unto the Lord. Jesus Christ gave thanks in Mark chapter 8 before he fed the 4,000. Praying the prayer of thanksgiving and setting apart our food as unto the Lord in prayer is taught in the scriptures. Point 2b. Another purpose is to pray for our enemies. Matthew chapter 5 verses 43 through 47 states, "Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do so also?" This scripture is teaching that as we pray for our enemies, not only is it pleasing to God, which shows that a loving heart cares about the souls of others, but this particular praying for our enemies benefits us in terms of not allowing a root of bitterness to take place and to grow within our heart. This praying for our enemies also allows us not to have a spirit of vengeance against our enemies. Also, it allows us to be soft and pliable and teachable, where we have a compassionate and forgiving spirit, allowing God to be the judge, jury, and executioner of mankind, and giving these individuals over to the hand of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Job in chapter 42, verse 8, was blessed when he prayed for his so-called friends that had persecuted him for the previous 40-some-odd chapters in the book of Job. We are encouraged and taught in the scriptures to pray for our enemies. Point 2C. Another basic purpose of prayer is to pray for authorities. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2 states, to pray for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. When we pray for our authorities, we recognize that Romans chapter 13 teaches that all power, all authority is of God. And praying for those in authority allows us not to complain, but pray. Praying for those in authority allows us to not get a spirit of uprising in our heart to want to take over the authority. Praying for those in authority helps us to understand the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1 that teaches, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water, and he turneth it whithersoever he will. As we pray for those in authority, God moves on our behalf through the prayer to touch the individual's heart and to steer it into the direction that God would have it to go through the power of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures teach that the battle belongs to the Lord, and instead of uprising against authority, as Lucifer did in Isaiah chapter 14, we pray for those in authority that they may be led by the Lord, that we may have a quiet and peaceable life and not have drama as a result of unrighteous authority. Point number 2D. We pray to God in Jesus' name. John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14 teach, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This scripture teaching that we have a power of attorney called the name of Jesus Christ, and we come to the Father in Jesus' name. We come in His authority. John chapter 16, verses 23 through 26. Further underscore this particular point that we come in the authority of Jesus Christ to the Father. We come in His authority and not in our authority. Daniel chapter 9 verse 18 states, O my God, incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. Here, Daniel is praying for his people and for God to watch over them and the city of Jerusalem under their captivity. Daniel is praying and coming in God's righteousness and praying for God's mercy. We do not come to the Lord Jesus Christ in our own righteousness, for the Bible says that our own righteousness is as filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64. We come to the Lord in His righteousness, as quoted in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We come to the throne washed in the blood, covered in the blood, as we are introduced to the Lord in His righteousness. As we pray in Jesus' name, we are coming in His righteousness and not our righteousness. We are coming in His authority and not our authority. We are praying in the name of Jesus Christ and not in our name, not in the name of a king or a potentate or prime minister or president. We are coming in the name above all names, where the scriptures teach at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. This name, Jesus, is above all names. It has ultimate authority. At the name of Jesus, the dead are raised, devils are cast out, healings take place, and we pray in Jesus' name, coming in His authority and coming in His righteousness, asking for His great mercies. Point number 2E. Another basic purpose of prayer is walking in forgiveness. Scriptures teach in Mark chapter 11, verses 25 through 26, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Here, Scripture is teaching that when we pray, we must first recognize if there is unforgiveness in our heart, unforgiveness towards another, unforgiveness towards ourselves, unforgiveness towards the Lord. We stand praying and we immediately begin to forgive and release the offender to the Lord. Scripture was teaching in Mark 11 that unless we forgive others horizontally, God may not forgive us vertically. This is conditional forgiveness based on individuals that will hold grudges against others, hold resentments against others for months and years and sometimes decades, and wonder why God has not forgiven them. This is the teaching on Introduction to Prayer, Part 2. And on today, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and Amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.